When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to Coach Unplugged. So excited you decided to join us today. Before we jump in and talk about the topic today, I'll get it out. I'm leaving that in. I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shoe machine on the market, bar none. They are awesome. They rock. Mention Coach Unplugged. They'll give you $350 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. We have a special, quote unquote, special going on right now where we're giving quarterly memberships. We're super excited about that. People seem excited about it. And then that maybe come in and join for 3 months and take a couple months off. I personally would never leave teachhoops.com, but you have that option. And it's great. So go over and check it out, teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Let's head off to the podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome. Today, we're going to talk about the five quick ways you can develop your basketball team or your basketball program. These are all ways or things that you can do as a coach to kind of deep dive and make your basketball program or basketball team better. So the first one is, I don't know if it's always obvious to people, but you got to have a long-term mindset. I can tell you the story about when I took over my program. I was the only applicant, and they had had five or six winning seasons in 30 plus years, and no one wanted it. And my plan was to get us on the map in 7 years. I think it took us a little bit less than that, but I had to have a long-term plan. Luckily, I had great assistants. I had a great administrator. I had great assistant coaches. I had a great AD that I was able to do that long-term plan and have that long-term mindset as far as how to tackle things. And, you know, the saying is Rome was not built in a day. It's the same with a basketball team or a basketball program. So if you think it's going to be a quick fix, then you better coach LeBron's team, because otherwise there are no quick fixes in building a successful basketball team or basketball program. So that's number one. Number two, put a premium on developing yourself. Work on your craft. Like if you want to become a better carpenter, you become an apprentice. You learn from other carpenters. If you want to become a better teacher or a coach, find mentors. Develop your network. And forget that you are part of someone's network, that you have to work on that. So that's where your mindset has to be. How will I continually grow? How will I make myself a better basketball coach? How can I learn from someone that's already done this? And this has been around since Plato and Socrates, that you have to learn from people that have already done it. Shameless plug, teachhoops.com is the answer, but not everyone wants to join it. And I'm mentoring coaches all over the world, but put a premium on developing. If it's reading, if it's watching videos, if it's breaking film down, if it's talking to other people, spend the time. You're going to maybe have to spend some of the money, because I know I have. I know I've spent tens of thousands of dollars on clinics and videos and learning and talking, and people forgot. Maybe people listening to this don't remember that long distance used to cost a lot. I mean, I can tell you long distance calls over hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars, me just talking to coaches. And the funny part is, again, the young coaches don't remember this, but on Sunday, you had to call. Sunday night was the cheapest time to call. So I'd always some of my mentors or people that I learned this great game from, that Sunday nights would be the time I'd call them because it'd be the cheapest for long distance. But anyway, so number two is put a premium on developing yourself. Number three, seek to give more than you receive. That's why I do these podcasts. That's why I do my YouTube channel. That's why I put content out all the time. That's why I have three podcasts and two more in the queue ready to come out soon, because I want to give back. I want to share. This game has given me more than I can ever give it back. And I think it's the path of successful coaches. You know, you look at the great ones. What do? They give back, right? All right. Next one is develop your people-to-people mindset, that not only am I going to learn from one person to another, but I have to build that network, because I never know if it's going to be a coach in Wyoming or a coach in Rhode Island that I'm going to learn that one thing that's going to help me. So, you know, yes, it can be mentors, it can be mentorees, it can be giving, doing an interview. Any of those kind of things will help in your coaching. So people to people mindset. That growth mindset would be a subcategory of that. Obviously, you have to be willing to fail a little bit to build your program and take it to the next level. All right. And the last one is be intentional in your actions. This is probably the hardest one for me, because I always am juggling about 16 different things. Yeah, we all have jam-packed schedules. We all realize that. But we need to connect with our staff. We need to connect with our other coaches, with our players. But you have to be intentional in that. I use a physical planner to do that. But you have to plan out your time. You have to plan out when things are going to get done. Like, I have to plan out, you know, I put out 13 podcasts a week. You don't think I'm intentional on how I get these out to all of you? I have to be. We all have the same 24 hours. We all have the same minutes in the schedule. So I think you have to be really careful and intentional on all of these. Again, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. There is nothing else like it. And trust me, no place else out there are you going to get the resources. I mean, I just put up all sorts of cool clinic stuff and some trapping 1-2-2 stuff. And I'm just keep putting things in there all the time. But anyway, so let's go through those five things again. Number one, have a long-term mindset. Number two, put a premium on developing yourself. Number three, seek to give more than you receive. Number four, have that growth mindset, that person-to-person mindset. And number five, be intentional in your actions. These will all make you a better basketball coach. I hope this has helped. Hey, everybody. Hope you enjoyed it. Make sure you subscribe, like, jump up and down, review, do whatever you got to do. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Have a great day. Sports Social Podcast Network.